Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Our first show of the new year, Cindy.
I know. Happy New Year to you, Paul.
And Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good holiday break?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, in the library world, there's not really much of a break. I'm sure in radio there really isn't either.
That's right. There's no break in radio or libraries.
Well, you know, we do get Christmas Day and stuff off.
Yeah.
Unlike you, but still it's interesting. Definitely interesting, all this snow that we have.
Yeah.
And the possibility of more. Anyway, anyway, so that leads us into what do we have going on at the library? In fact, to get rid of those winter doldrums, we're having a winter reading program for adults. And so what you do is you read books and you can earn prizes while you're doing it. It's just kind of something fun to do. The theme this year is Winter Reads, and it's the cutest little red pickup truck. We've got these gorgeous mugs that are red on the inside, white on the outside with a gorgeous truck design. It's just really a beautiful design this year. Anyway, and so it's kind of exciting that we can do this. This program runs from January 1st to March 31st. And, you just stop on down to the Appleton Library, give us a call, and we'll register you. And we've got some standard prizes. You get a bag when you register after you read six books that have to come from a public library. They could be digital content as well as something you listen to. Then you get a mug, and then after 12 books, you get chocolate. Mm. And then each week, when you turn in a book that you've read, we do weekly drawings for a variety of prizes. And we've got some pretty cool prizes this year, too. So lots of fun, something to, like I said, something to kind of beat the winter doldrums, and this would be pretty much it. And then, of course, we've got a lot of lineup of all sorts of different activities that are coming up. This Wednesday, Steve Sterrud will be here, and he will help you with any of your tech or computer questions. He also does adult basic ed as well as ESL. No appointment is really needed. He's here from 4 to 6 p.m., and he'll be here on Wednesday, January 5th, as well as Wednesday, January 19th. We have an after-school movie on Wednesday, January 5th. We are showing Scooby-Doo Meets Courage, the Cowardly Dog. Who doesn't love a Scooby-Doo movie? And then we start the movie at 3:30. No registration is really needed. You just come on down for the after-school movie. And then we've got a really fun class coming up, and it's kind of interesting because this is something that is kind of old school in a way. It's called punch needle, and it's a punch needle embroidery, and it's kind of a form of embroidery as well as rug hooking, and just so different. I don't know, did you ever see this when you were a kid, Paul?
What? No, not really.
Anyway, you'll have to check our Facebook as well as our website to see. Right now, what we've got Jen Anfinson coming to teach us about this punch needle embroidery, you know, the form of embroidery that's also like rug hooking. And she's got a variety of patterns and designs and things, but I featured the state of Minnesota because I thought that was kind of a cool thing, you know, to go with our wonderful state and everything. And so you'll have to give us a call if you're interested. This class will be on the 11th of January, and it begins at 6:30 p.m., and we are requiring registration for it, so just make sure to give us a call at 289-1681, and I hope to see a bunch of people at this really fun class that we're going to be having here.
How does that work, Cindy, the needle? How does that work?
Well, what it is you have a design that you know, have on your piece of fabric is what it basically is. And then it's a special tool, because I remember this when I was a kid. We used to buy these rug hook kits.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is a little different because it's kind of a combination of yarn versus embroidery. And so it's kind of a little fancier. And so it looks a little bit more, I don't know, how do you say this? Just a little more refined.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same concept, though. It's this tool that you basically poke into your fabric and come back out, and then it ties it off. And so it creates this almost like a rug type top, like a textural top finish to your design. And so it's kind of a fun thing. I think it'll be fun. I think this is something that once you take this class, you're going to go home and say, hey, I think I can do this.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, and so that's a fun thing that we have coming up. We also are doing a take and make for adults. We're making metal cardinals. We've got in-person take and makes or in-person class for kids where they are making after-school glitter globes. We also have a take and make for them. We've got Lego Club, our book club. Everything is pretty much full steam ahead for the month of January, basically.
Okay, yeah, you're busy in January then.
Yeah, we really are. We've got lots of stuff going on, a lot of different activities, and then, of course, you know, we're always planning ahead, thinking, you know, what are we going to bring out in February? What are we going to bring out in March? And we've got some wonderful things planned for this year, so I can hardly wait.
All right. All right, so should we move into what are people reading, Cindy, or?
Sure, okay. Sure. Right now, it's the month of January, so it's kind of like a ho-hum month for anything new coming out. So I thought I'd kind of hit on some popular authors that have, you know, relatively new books out. John Grisham has the Judges List out, and he is a very popular author, always writes something that's just kind of punches you. Mitch Albom has The Stranger in the Lifeboat, and that has been highly rated and super popular book. So if you're looking for something, of course, Nicholas Sparks is a very popular author with The Wish. And Jodi Picoult has Wish You Were Here, and that has received a lot of positivity, and it's only been out for a few weeks now as well. I'm surprised. I'm always surprised, you know, when a new book comes out or something, you know, is more popular. Sometimes some books are super popular that you personally like, and sometimes books that you personally like, no one else does.
Right.
So you always have to keep that in mind when you are looking at books, because you have to read what you want to read.
Right.
And kind of go from there. An interesting nonfiction book that has come out, let me see here. It's All About Me by Mel Brooks.
Mm. Yeah, I like Mel Brooks.
And yeah, he's a Kennedy Center honoree. He shares stories about making comedy for the stage, film, and television.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, kind of.
I'd read that one.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it'd be a really great book to recommend for people. And I know I'm always looking for different things like that might interest a wide variety of people. So like I said, there's a lot of different things that interest people, and we are always recommending books. And we love to do it because I think every single person that works at our library is quite the reader. And so we read a variety of things. So sometimes we'll have somebody ask about it, and one of us will say, hey, you know, so-and-so, what do you think about this or that? Because we all read something different. And that's
right.
What's kind of fun about having a variety of staff. You get a variety of input.
Right. Speaking of reading, I had a relative over the Christmas break tell me that she has read 82 books this year. And I thought, oh, that's way more than I read. And I was wondering, I wonder what Cindy's book count is.
Oh, I'm over 100. I kind of stopped counting because, yes, I'm well over. Yeah. I'm probably like 125, 135.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I knew you'd be above 80, so.
I'm probably more. I don't know. I read something practically every day, and, you know, there are 365 days a year. So. Anyway, but it's kind of interesting, you know. Other librarians, we all talk to each other. And I think the most I've heard someone has read, another librarian in our system, 160-some books.
A year.
In 1 year.
Wow. That's amazing.
It really is. But
that's,
you know,
good.
That's, what, That's what we do. That's what we're really into. Yeah. And you only benefit. Our customers benefit from that, from all the different reading that we do. So, and of course, you know, it's not like we're reading at work.
Right.
At least I'm not.
Right, right. Okay.
Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I thought that was interesting when she told me that. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that's super great because, mm-hmm. you know, reading is knowledge. And it's just amazing all the different right. things that... Yep. That a person can do.
Okay. All right. Where are you located at, Cindy? And what's your hours?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And, of course, always check out our website as well as our Facebook page for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.